Blog Talk Radio.
Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. Shalom, 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 shalom. I am Yeremiah ben Yisrael. You are in the Knowledge Suite. Every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. That was reading from Psalm 119, Section P. Psalm 119, Section P. A Psalm of Dawid. Yes, you know this last verse of that. He said, rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. They who? The children of Israel, his familiar friends that turned against him and betrayed him. Man, I tell you, we have been, oh boy, and we still are, but hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yah's going to fix all the troubles of this troubled nation, the remnant that he has chosen. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. I pray, like I'm sure many of you all out there do, hallelujah, that I'm one of those in this remnant. Hallelujah. Because this is where you want to be. You want to definitely be saved in this dispensation of time and saved from the troubles that are yet to come. Hallelujah. 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 Okay. We're taking a brief moment to go back in the court. Court is back in session now. Yes. We still have JESUS, so-called Jesus of Nazareth and of Bethlehem. They can't even decide and determine what city they want him to come from. See, that's one thing the PSOs did. They set this lie up wrong from the start. I mean, if you're going to try to sell somebody out or try to get them to bite on a lie, I mean, make your lies consistent, but that's impossible to do. You know why? Because lies don't have consistency about them. That's why people always get caught in them. Tell the truth. Truth is consistent. Lies simply are not consistent. They have no consistency. Now, you can tell numerous lies, but it still doesn't mean that there's any consistency to the lies. So just don't lie, okay? Just tell the truth. What's hard about that? Praise the Most High, y'all. My blood brothers and sisters, we have JSUS, so-called Jesus of Nazareth, which Nazareth is not even an ancient town in Israel. You can't find no traces of Nazareth. Nazareth didn't get down until the so-called Jews arrived, okay? And we already know what's going on with that. Hallelujah. In case some of you all don't know, the Jews are not the chosen people. They are not the people of the book. The so-called African-American, Negro, gee, cool, nigga, porch monkey, and all those other proverbs and bywords, those are the true children of Yah that happen to fit us like a glove. We are Yah's people. Yes, there's no disputing that. There's no argument. Hallelujah. And you most certainly and most definitely cannot prove me or anyone else who makes this declaration wrong. You cannot prove the truth wrong, my beloved brothers and sisters, and people of the nations that seek the righteousness of Yah. So here we go. So now we have JSUS, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and his deceptive book called the New Testament on trial, yes. And so far, all the times when JSUS was on the witness stand himself, he messed up and he got taken care of. I mean, we dealt with him. He was found guilty on all counts of what? Lying, stealing, killing, cheating, just plain out what? Evil, wickedness. So no, number one, he declares that that he is equal to quote unquote God. He may be equal to a god, but he is not equal to the Most High Yah, who is not a god. Because why? God is a derogatory term that the Christian world and religious worlds refer to the Creator as. And no, when you get over here in the new book, the word God does not mean the same that it does over the original writings, because you have several definitions of God. You know, one of them is Elohim, and when it's capitalized, it goes back to what they call the Tetragrammaton. But we didn't have no Tetragrammaton in ancient Hebrew. No, we didn't. The four Hebrew letters, Yod, He, Wah, He, simply are what? The four Hebrew letters that make up and comprise the name of the true, 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 not false, 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 the true and living Elohim of Israel, which, of course, his name is Yah. His complete and full name is Yahweh. I have to testify that to you because it is truth. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. 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 Look at what's on the end of hallelujah. Praise you, Yah. Praise you, Yah. Praise you, Yah. Another way to say that is Baruch HaTayah. Baruch HaTayah. Praise you, Yah. This is another way to say it. Praise the mighty Yah. But anyway, we have another one of the members of JSUS little, you know, his little clique, his so-called followers and the supposed men that he chose to carry on some so-called work for him, which we have discovered beyond all shadow of a doubt, beyond all shadow of a doubt, that these characters in the quote-unquote New Testament are none other than the Calpurnius Piso family of Rome. Yes, that's the P-I-S-O, Piso. Piso is pronounced Piso, family of Rome. A what? A family of rich Roman aristocrats. Okay? I call them aristorats. Oh, yeah, yeah, who have written their family lifestyle, their family stories, okay, their family's history, because it's definitely their story, it's not ours, it's definitely their story and not our story, because we don't have a story, we have antiquity, we have real live things that happened in our past, okay, ours refer to antiquity, okay, things of the past, ours don't have anything to do with those stories, no, these are not stories in the writings of the books in the English Bible that's called Genesis to Malachi. Yes. No. That's who we are, and that's where we are. Those are our books. The Most High speaks over there. And we will soon prove this. Now, we're going over to the so-called New Testament to set this up, because we have the apostle, as he called himself, Paul, on the witness stand, okay? And we're going over to a book that is so named Galatians, because he's supposed to be this magnificent preacher of the Gentiles. Yeah, but see, we're going to break all this down for you, my love, brothers and sisters. Our book simply tells us, Isaiah, Yeshayahu, tells us, hallelujah, that what? Gentiles shall come to our light. In other words, they're going to come to our understanding, to our intelligence, and to our knowledge in the scriptures of the truth, okay? But Yah didn't send any of us on a mission to no Gentiles. So that strikes all this down right here. That totally tears this attempted contradiction of the word of Yah into pieces. The epistle of Paul, it says, the apostle to the Galatians. Who in the world were these? Who are the Galatians? They were supposed to be some people who existed in a town called Galatia. But where is that on the map today? Where is it? Where's Galatia? Where is Galatia located? Hallelujah. Isn't it strange that all these places that are mentioned over in the New Testament don't even exist on the earth today? Well, why is it that the ancient cities that are mentioned in our book are still in existence? For example, Jericho, which is really what? Jericho is still in existence. Damascus is still there. Syria is still there. What happened to Galatia and Corinth? these, what, Greco-Roman things. And if you know anything about Greco-Roman, hallelujah, mythology, these are just simply myths. But see what the Pisos did. They were, what, capable of combining their everyday lifestyle, their family lifestyles, and their daily activities into a compilation of books really known as the Pauline letters, the Pauline Paul. Now, okay, Paul, what are you? You're a man or a woman. Why do the Roman Catholic Church refer to your writings as the Pauline letters or the Pauline writings or the writings of Paul, the Pauline papers and all this stuff? Because I attended, what, elementary and high school with a lady that I know that was named Pauline, okay? Because you, a lot of times, you know how they do an English name, the English naming system. Pauline's father was named Paul, so she became Pauline. Come on, you all seen it. Like, for example, a young lady's father might be named Charlie. They may name her Charlene or Charlene, see? Come on, man. Come on. Let's be real here. Pauline letters. And this same so-called apostle even urges over here in these books, over in 1 Corinthians, and even makes mention of in 2 Corinthians, that a man should abide as himself. Now, Paul didn't marry. He apparently didn't like women, because if you really look at it, Paul says some pretty hard stuff against women. But that's those Calpurnius Pisos here faking it to try to make it. Well, now we've arrived at a dispensation of time to where, hey, man, we got your number now, okay? There's no more tricking us. Hallelujah. Because why? The nations will have to come to us and acknowledge the fact. They will have to come with this acknowledgement that what? Truly, this is a wise and understanding people. Yah is going to beat them down so bad, he's going to make them do it. So hallelujah. And who can go against the mighty Yah? I tell you who? No one. Look at this. Galatians chapter 1, starting at verse 1. Paul, an apostle, not a man, neither by man, but by J-S-U-S, Jesus Christ. Crossed is the way they say it. And G-O-D, notice how God, G-O-D, God, is spelled out. Capital G, small O, small D. So that let you know that what? This is not in reference to capital, in caps now. Capital G, capital O, capital D, because they knew that they could not pull this off. Now remember, all of these things are written over here to deceive us. We are the target. They want to keep Israel going in the wrong direction. They want to keep us worshiping pagan deities and gods that simply do not exist. To keep us what? To keep us keeping Yah angry with us. But either way it goes, Yah's anger is going to be turned from his people, us. He's going to turn his anger from us, and he will truly, truly, surely gather us from the four corners of the earth. Now, look at this now. Okay. Paul, an apostle, not a man, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. My goodness, man. But I thought you all said that Jesus is God. So if that's the case, how can quote-unquote Jesus, who's supposed to be God in the flesh, come on, y'all know Christian doctrine, how could he raise himself from the dead? How can a dead man raise? Well, let's say, here go your preacher. Well, yeah, that's the mystery of God. You know, that's between. No, we're not letting y'all get away with these half-hand excuses and these lies that you all have been telling for years, because now we got the truth. Hallelujah. Truth is, and we're going to prove this to you in just a few, that the Most High Yah does not speak over here. He just simply does not speak over here in this book. Let's read on. Verse 2, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches now of Galatia. Churches. You need to really look deeply into this word church to see where this came from. Yeah, you'll see that the wicked woman that started this mess is all jacked up. Now, find the word church over in our books, okay? Find out what Yah said about a church over there from Genesis to Malachi. Hallelujah. If you see it over there, I guarantee it does not have anything to do with no buildings that people go to on the day of the sun, God worship, which is named Sun Day, okay? This is where it gets its name from. It's sun pagan worship. There's no way around it, my beloved brothers and sisters. Now look at this. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Wait a minute, I thought you all said that these were one. That, and the fact J.S.U.S. said himself that what? That he is in the Father and the Father is in him. So, Paul, we have you on the witness stand now. Now, what is this stuff you're saying? What in the world are you talking about, man? Okay? Who gave himself our sins that he might deliver us from the present evil world according to the will of God and our Father? Really? Well, how can he deliver us from the present world when he supposedly left here? Okay, he supposedly ascended up, is seated on the right hand of God, as they say. Well, they definitely not referring to the Most High Yah, because the Most High Yah let us know all throughout what Isaiah 43, Isaiah 44, Isaiah 45, that there's none beside him. And he literally means beside, and he also means, that's twofold, he means other than. Okay? Now, this being supposed to be equal to him according to what's written over here. And we went over that before, and we're going to go back through that again. To bust this up and to tear it up. Bust it up, not burst, bust. We're busting this up. And we're going to put this thing to rest once and for all. If you all want to stay over here, that's your choice. But, hey, I'm just a messenger delivering the message, okay? Don't hurt them. Don't hate the messenger, okay? To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, like I mentioned to some of you all in previous shows, you need to be very, very careful of this word amen. You know, even, I hear the little smart mouth know-it-all Hebrew more still use it anyway because his more didn't teach him that this was the name of an Egyptian deity, okay? He was a real live man that existed. Amen. Amenhotep. See, Amen was an Egyptian pharaoh. The Egyptians worshipped pharaohs as quote-unquote gods or as deities. So, Amen, I know strong. The Exhaustive Concordance says that, you know, it means reverence. It means, no, it doesn't. This is making you speak the name of an ancient pagan deity. Now, you all supposed to be so on what? You're supposed to be so on, hallelujah, Exodus 23:17, okay? You're supposed to be so on that. Make no mention of other deities, but every time you say this, you're doing it. Okay? Just want to bring up the stuff now, Brother Moray, because I see that you have a hard resistance for anything that your so-called Moray didn't teach you. It's not etched in stone. Well, I got news for you. You better listen to the voice of Yah, my brother, and the rest of y'all. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Goodness gracious. Now, show me anywhere over there in our book from Genesis to Malachi, my brothers and sisters. Show me where the Most High Yah told any prophet to go preach a gospel, a good spell. See, look at the word, go spell, G-O-S-P-E-L, and go being what? Really the abbreviation of good. It's a good spell, and man, they're not going to stop this good spell going, man. Come on, they are not going to stop the good spell because it's a spell that's working good. What? Good against us. Yes, we're drunk over here on this stuff, man. And look, what we've read so far, make any sense out of this stuff. See, you all have got to listen to the voice of Yah. You got to listen to the servants of Yah who are trying to tell you all, my people, we've been walking wrong. We've been walking backwards. If a man, and Mr., I'm not calling nobody no honorable who did not honor the true and living creator. I'm not honorable Elijah Muhammad, but Elijah Muhammad, a.k.a. Elijah Poole, did say, he was the first one to make that quote. If a man will not teach you right, he will not treat you right. Look at this. If a man will not treat you right, he will not teach you right. And that is very, very true. And I agree with you on that, Brother Muhammad, as you call yourself. Okay, I know you're gone and everything, but your little messengers still go around quoting certain and various things you said, okay? But that holds truth. So then, how in the world can you expect anything truthful to come from the people that hate you, beat you down, oppress you? No, brother, you remember, y'all not teaching no hatred. Been accused of that, too. I ain't saying hate nobody because you all don't even know how to hate. You know, Dawid said he hated those that hate Yah. That's over in Psalm 139 for those of you all who say the Bible don't teach hatred. And thank you very much, Mr. Moraes, because y'all didn't know that either to y'all listening, Brother Jeremiah, who went over there and showed you that hatred is in the Bible, okay? But I'm not asking for no credit for nothing, okay? Because the Most High Yah words don't have no patent on them. So anything I quote from the words of the Most High Yah, hallelujah, please tell your people. Yes, please tell them. There's no envy, there's no strife, no jealousy, not right here. Y'all may do that stuff. Y'all. You all may do that stuff, but not Jeremiah. Now, look at this. Now, y'all got to get away from the spell, brothers and sisters, and people of the nations. You all have got to let this spell go, okay? You are under a spell. You are under a spell. You are hooked, hoodwinked. You are witchcraft, okay? You are in what? Divination. Hallelujah. Which is not of Yah. Because these pieces put this book together to deceive you and to draw you away from Yah, not to bring you to Him. I mean, how can they bring you to the Most High Yah? How can they bring you to Him when they have somebody else, quote unquote, mediating His affairs? I mean, y'all don't do that. The only ones that mediated or stood in mediation in our antiquity between us and Yah were the priests, the Lawanites, called Levites. Of the tribe of Levi. That's the only way you can be a Levite. And I go to the, I look at these Hebrew congregations, they make everybody a Levite. Don't even know what tribe they come from. Our young Levite, the lamb, the man, look. What does the scripture say? Wait on y'all. We got to wait, y'all, because we got it all wrong. That's, we have it all wrong. That's why we are over here in captivity and scattered around the world, all around the planet, okay? Hallelujah. We have got to. It is incumbent upon us. It is a must. It is necessary, highly necessary that we turn back to the Creator. Okay, Paul, so far you're not looking good because you're not making any sense. Verse 8, but though we, here goes something we definitely need to deal with. But though we are an angel from heaven and preach any other good spell or gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Wow. So here's a little scare tactic that they put over in this book to scare you out of your wits, okay? Man, if you don't follow this stuff over here that we're talking or that we're teaching or that we're saying, you are cursed. What does it mean to be accursed? Look that word up. Yeah. You know me, I'm usually animate. I've gotten ahead of the game. I've gone ahead of you. I've already done this research, but I want you all to prove these things to yourselves, okay? Get your dictionary. Get your concordance or whatever reference source you are going to use. Look up this stuff for yourself because only you. See, we set the pace. I can only just set your own track. I can't make you see nothing. I can't drive it or push it or shove it in because that's not my mission. I am not here to make anybody believe anything. I'm just here to put it out there. I'm just here to be what? A seed sower. A sower of the seed of what? The sower of the seeds of truth. It is up to you to water the seeds, hallelujah, and to grow the fruit from them. Okay. But he said, even though we are an angel from heaven preaching, angels don't preach, number one. Let's straighten that out. Angels, the Hebrew word malak, okay, is a messenger. And then when it's plural, they are malakim, okay? Show me where the Creator ever sent an angel on a mission, say, okay, Gabriel or Gabriel or Raphael or any other angels, go unto the prophet Daniel and preach thus a sermon unto him. Preach unto him. No, he just simply sent messages by these what? Angelic beings. And he still does that to this day, despite the fact that some of you all say he don't operate like that no more. You don't know the Most High Yah. You just simply don't know him. I'm living proof that he does. He still does that. Didn't he tell you in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, that I am Yah and I change? Now, when did he change, brothers? When did he change, sisters? The Most High never changes. He is the same as he has always been in the days of old, from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art Yah. And beside Yah, there are no others. You can look for other gods, sons, and beings, and deities, or whatever you're looking for. You won't find them, because Yah is Yah all by himself. Hallelujah. He rules. He super rules. He is the creator of all things, everything. The creator of all things and everything. One creator. Hallelujah. And he has this tremendously huge force of beings with him, known as Elohim. And Elohim, believe it or not, my brothers and sisters, despite the fact that you all say that there's no such thing as female deities or female angels, yes, there are. Hallelujah. We're going to get into that. We're going to break all this down for you and let you know that the us back then, Genesis, was the heavenly host, and it is comprised of male and female. Else how can he say, come let us make man in our image and likeness? And then when they did that, male and female. So that means if we're in their image and likeness, we're male and female, they got to be male and female too. No, not no one being that's a male and a female, like some of these European doctrines are twisted up, trying to make you think the creator is a man and a woman all together in one body. Come on, y'all. That's Greek mythology and Roman mythology and every other kind of mythology combined. We got to get out of this Alice in Wonderland, this foolishness that's been what beat in us and imposed upon us. It is time to see y'all and to see y'all only. Hallelujah. Angels do not preach no gospel, Paul. Okay, Paul, you got us, and we have the biblical evidence to prove that. We don't have time to get into it. We're just really sitting the groundwork now, because we got to come back to Paul here on this. We have a lot of things to just break to pieces and tear all the way up, tear down. Hallelujah. We got to tear all this down, because this is what's holding a lot of people captive to this very day. All of this and all of these lies over here in the Pistos compilation of Pauline letters and what Roman canals, if you will. Yes, directly from Rome, like the brother told you in the last two episodes in the Christian codes, the Christian black codes. We didn't even know that such thing exists. What in the world is that? Yes, there are Christian black codes that operate in a vernacular and in a space that we are totally unaware of and have never been aware of them until now. All see, the Most High is bringing all this hidden stuff out into the open now. It's surfacing, okay? But yes, we're going to go deep into the scripture to back up everything I'm saying, because you know me. I'm just setting the groundwork right now, because we just really have Paul right now. We're presenting the case before you, Paul. Like we did before, J-E-S-U-S and J-E-S-U-S, you are coming back to the witness stand. We know you're feeling bad right now, because we gave you a black eye the last time you were up here, you know, with all these lies that you and yours have been telling all these years, okay? Because number one, you don't even exist. You don't even exist. Hallelujah. Praise y'all. Okay. As we said before, say I now again. This is verse 9 of Galatians chapter 1. If any man preach any other good spell or gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Wow. Look at the scare tactic that, brothers and sisters, and a lot of people to this day, especially church folk, use that in defense as to what try to tell people, see, those Hebrew Israelites, they're using another gospel. Let them be accursed. Don't even have no fellowship with them. For do I now, verse 10, for do I now persuade men or quote God? He asked me a question. Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Look at all that confusing stuff. This man runs himself in a hole. But you good Christians, no, you gotta read into it. You gotta see what he's talking about. Now I'm looking right at what he's talking about. He's not talking about nothing. Because even Paul of Tarsus, as he's called, is a fictitious character too. Let me just bust some stuff up, okay? All of these characters over here, with the exception of the real Piso family members, are all fictitious. Yes, I said that. And you better believe it. If I'm going to tell you such a thing as that, I am equipped to prove it. I don't just put stuff out there without proof. Oh, yeah, we can back all of this up. Hallelujah. Not one man of Yah was ever told, hallelujah, not one man of Yah was ever told to preach a sermon, to preaching a good spell or God spells to any of our people, because all the prophets of Israel, with the exception as to when Yah might have sent them to a king of another nation or something, all went directly to the children of Israel. The message was from Yah to our people through the mouth of the prophets. Hallelujah. Yah does not change. He doesn't do it any other way. He never has and he never will, because Yah never changes. Now, keep that in mind. When you're over in this book, you're getting confused, please keep this one, at least this one rule when dealing with this book over here. You're going to step over in these dangerous waters. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, I am Yahweh and I change not. I change not. So if somebody over here tell you, well, you know, things of old were like that and we don't do it that way anymore, you never leave that alone. Just send the groundwork for the tribe, because we got a lot of stuff to break up and bust up and just break to pieces. My beloved brothers and sisters, it's been a pleasure being with you. Join me again in another episode in the Knowledge Suite this coming W-Day. Shalom, shalom, shalom. May Yah bless you, you and yours. Shalom.